Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of She's Got Time. This is episode 30. Whew, it's flying, y'all, but I'm super, super excited. As I say every week, I'm excited that y'all will take the time out of your busy day to join us. So here on She's Got Time, it's been a really, really interesting week. And y'all know how we start at the top every week with the week that was. Now, I'm your host, Swing Cash, and every week I like to kind of give y'all a glimpse into my previous week and things that I have been through and experienced. And this past week was one for the ages, boy, I tell you. You know how they say, for those of you that have kids and the kids turn two, parents will tell you all the time, it's just kind of explosion of words, of activity, of independence that happen when the kids transition. A lot of people label it as terrible twos because there's so much that's going on with the kid, their reactions. They can have outbursts, they can have some certain tantrums, they can have this whole curiosity and exploring. My son is no different. And boy, oh boy, what a time for him to have all of this happening at once as we were on the road between New Orleans and Orlando, launching kind of the NBA experience in Orlando, and also for the junior NBA Global Championships. So it was really, really interesting. Shout out to my mom, who actually came and was on the road with us. She was such a huge help. Obviously, my husband, he works as well. So he was on the road and actually got an opportunity to meet us down in Orlando. But man, oh man, when I tell y'all Saint was in rare form, yes, that baby was in rare form. I'm telling you, it's great to have an opportunity to take a child to Disney. And I know some people are always like, oh, well, kids are too young at that age to go to Disney. No, they're not. No, they're not. You create memories with your child. It doesn't matter what age. Now, some will forget, but they never forget how they felt in that moment. I'll tell you one thing, how I felt, that's for sure. That was hot, y'all. It was so, so hot. I was sweating, may have lost a few pounds I was looking to get rid of, but I tell you one thing, I had a lot of fun. I definitely shout out to the NBA, that junior NBA Global Championships. It's going to continue to grow. There were so many young kids, both boys and girls, young, impressionable, asking a lot of questions, want to know about the NBA, WNBA, but also what it means to just love this game. And so I love the fact that the investment is being made into grassroots and into our youth programs. At the same time, I had a wonderful time being in New Orleans and getting a chance to just see some of our young guys preparing as they had to head off to rookie transition. But, you know, putting the work in, and a lot of times you don't need to be you don't have to be loud all the time about what you're doing. But sometimes you got to give your fans a peek in. So I was super excited to see the reaction some of our fans had this past week, seeing some of the pictures that we released of our guys kind of in the gym and in New Orleans, because I get asked all the time. It's so crazy where people are like, when is so-and-so coming to town? When is so-and-so training? I'm like, you know, our guys are in and out of town all the time. They're getting their work and they're preparing for the season, just as our front office is, just as everyone is. So it's a lot of fun. This last past week was intense, but at the same time, it was a lot of fun for me to just really share that with my family. The other part of that was a little bit of bad news. I thought we had found our place in New Orleans, and much to my heartbreak, we're not going to move forward with the place. And it's one of the things that you have to just be patient with. A lot of times everybody's so super excited when you do that first step and you sign a contract, you agree on a contract, but then there's other steps, and it's just like anything in sports and business. Make a commitment and then the work begins. And for us, you know, it just didn't work out. There were things that happened along the way. And when that happens, you have to make a decision. And when you have to make decisions, a lot of times it'd be easier just to say, nope, let's just keep moving forward. But sometimes you have to make the best business decision for the long haul. So back to square one. Y'all keep rocking with me. We're going to find a place. My husband and I are determined, and we also want to make sure that we're settled and Saint gets settled in New Orleans, because believe it or not, the season is right around the corner. And how excited is everybody that the NBA schedule's dropped? I know I am. So I'm looking forward to the upcoming season, but I won't fast forward too much. Listen, y'all, I need a little bit of August still, need some September before, you know, training camp hits. So I'm just excited that everyone understands what the schedule is going to look like, games being played. And if you're a basketball junkie or a fan, I know you were just diving into all those schedules. So congratulations to the NBA on unbelievable things that you continue to do with the game and growing. And shout out to everybody that continues to listen to She's Got Time. I surely, surely appreciate you guys always rocking out with us. So that was the week that was for me. So this week is really fascinating because as I continue to kind of grow and evolve in a lot of areas and hone kind of my skill set in different places, one of the things I was reading, there was a quote that talked about, "I will not be silent so you can stay comfortable." And I kept reading that over and over and over again, because a lot of times people always feel that they want to stay in a comfort zone, and they don't want people to talk to them. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear that'll make them be comfortable and stay exactly where they are. So this week, I just briefly wanted to talk to y'all about getting out of that comfort zone. Now, we've talked about it in different ways before, but this week, this was really fascinating when I was reading, because we can be in a comfort zone with ourselves, but when you got those ride or die friends or colleagues that have been there and have seen kind of your growth or mentors, people are going to tell you stuff sometimes and you may not want to hear it, but I am not going to be silent in order for you to remain comfortable. In business, if you're in leadership or you're in a company, especially if you're an entrepreneur, because if you don't have the ability to communicate, if you don't have the ability to assess really quickly and communicate what it is that you want to get done or how to make the job better, whether it's for your clients, for yourself, whatever, that could directly impact your bottom line, right? And so even in sports, I always equate things back to sports, but if you aren't in a leadership, if you're in a leadership role and you're not communicating, articulating things that you may want, not saying you're always going to get them, but if you're not articulating in a positive way where people can constructively understand how they can be better or how you all can be better as a whole, then you're going to fail, because you're all going to be so comfortable, you're going to get stagnant. You're not going to move. And I'm one of those people, you've heard it all the time from me, I don't like getting put into a box of what somebody thinks that I am, because I feel like I'm constantly evolving who I am as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a daughter. I'm evolving all the time to be the best that I can be. And so that's why I never just want people to paint me and put me into this box, because I know the blessings that I have, or that I've seen even to friends of mine, is that you can start a new business. You can try out a new sport or do something that maybe you couldn't necessarily do when you were younger, but the knowledge that you've gained by not being comfortable and by listening to people, maybe who you felt were too harsh or critiqued you in certain ways, but made you better in the end, it was very helpful, right? So that's, for me, is what this week we really have to try to understand, is that if you're a person that you may have an opinion, or you may feel that you can contribute to something at work, or if you're in a leadership and you feel like you want to be able to talk to somebody about how what matters or how they can be better, don't be afraid to say those things. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo, because to me, some of the best teams and some of the reasons why I won in other places was because a lot of times we were always making each other uncomfortable. And with being uncomfortable comes a lot of accountability, right? So I remember before the season, we would all kind of in the locker room, you would talk about, all right, what are our goals for this year, right? And so in the business world, you do it as well. You get into the boardroom, or you may meet with your manager, or you may meet with your boss, and they talk about, okay, let's set goals, right? And so you can set goals, and then you go out and everybody's trying to reach those goals. But sometimes you got to come back into that same circle, and you got to look each other in the eyes, and you got to say, okay, am I accountable for the things I said I was going to do at the beginning? Am I still doing those things right now? And if you're not, you have to be comfortable looking each other in the eyes and being able to tell the truth. Because a lot of times people want you to stay silent because they want to stay comfortable. You cannot be silent and think that you are going to push forward and have that level of success. You have to have transparency. You have to be able to have truth. And you have to be able to also have a certain level of empathy for one another. What do I mean by that? Because people are like, well, how can you balance all those things? You can balance all those things really, really easy. And here's how you do it. You have to have the ability to let down your guard, to be vulnerable to information. I am vulnerable to information. I want to receive as much information as I can. And once I receive that information, even if it's good, bad, or indifferent, and it's tough to hear, I also would love to hear some positive reinforcement. So don't always tell me all the negative things. Sometimes I need to hear a bunch of the negative things, but tell me what you've seen that's been positive, or tell me how I can reach that next level of success through doing X, Y, and Z. Because if you're critiquing me to help me be better and you're giving me those positive vibes and positive energy, that's what people a lot of times need. See, I was one of those people, okay, tell me exactly what I did wrong. Assess me however you need to assess me. But at the same time, like that positive reinforcement, yeah, I need a little bit of that sometimes. Not all the time. I was one of those people, I didn't need it all the time, but there were some times where I could be in a dark space or a place, or there were things that were happening maybe off the court or in college or whatever. And so I would need to tap into somebody that was positive. And if you're a person that's in leadership, if you don't have the social skills to give your employees or to give your colleagues or people that you need to help you as a unit reach those goals, then you have to sharpen your skills, right? Because a lot of times people in leadership, they have to sharpen their skills as well. It's not only the employees, the people that are the managers, directors, or whatever. Sometimes it's the people right at the top. So as they continue to self-evaluate, you have to continue to self-evaluate, because at the end of the day, you all are a team. I say this to people all the time. They'll be like, oh, how many points did you score in high school? What? How many rebounds did you have here? And I literally tell them, I cannot just recall off the top of my head, I had this stat or that stat. But if you ask me how many championships I've had, how many championships I've won, oh yeah, I can get to that number pretty quickly. Because to me, that was the goal that was achieved, right? So my encouragement for all of you that's out there today is to keep pushing forward, but you cannot stay silent in order to make sure that others are comfortable, because that doesn't help anyone. And if the goal is to have success and to get to that other side, to get to what your goal is, whether it's in sports, whether it's in business, whether it's in your family structure of, I want to get my family all eating better and we're going to reach this goal, you got to keep pushing. As I always say, y'all, keep pushing, keep grinding, but do not remain silent. Do not remain silent. What's that saying? I probably am going to say it wrong and you guys will probably crack up laughing, but a closed mouth don't get fed. I definitely probably messed that up, but it sounds good, right? No, look, you have to have the ability to want to eat out here. And what I mean by that is you got to be hungry enough to go get it. Are you determined enough to go get it? Are you hungry enough to put that work in? Are you hungry enough to say, you know what? I may have to miss out this week on getting 10 or 8 hours of sleep. I'm going to get a 6, and those other two, I'm going to put in that work. Well, let's continue to put in that work, y'all. Do not stay silent so that others or even yourself can remain comfortable. Listen, one of the things that I love to do, I love to have daily harvest. Now, daily harvest is one of those things that will keep it nice and easy for you, especially when it's everything that's fresh and you can put into the freezer and it's simple, easy to go. Now, one of the biggest things for me is I don't like cooking in the summer because especially when I'm on the go, I'm running, I have my young son, I need things that are easy that I can just pop it, get it real quick, mix it up, out the door, and just go. The thing with Daily Harvest that I like is that the ingredients are fresh. You heard me right. Fruits and vegetables at any time of day. Any time of day. That's the best part about it. It's a single serving within the cups. I mean, it's the ultimate kind of grab and go meal for you. And so as I was telling y'all, I was on the go, right? And if I'm running around and on the go, I gotta have things that are easy for me. So I wanna give you guys something that you can do right now to help you out. If you're a busy mom on the go like I am, you can go to dailyharvest.com, enter the promo code SWINCASH to get 3 cups free. 3 cups free in your first box. Now, again, you gotta go to dailyharvest.com, enter the promo code SWINCASH, and you'll get 3 free cups in your first box. Now that's promo code is SWINCASH for the 3 free Daily Harvest cups. But remember, just go to dailyharvest.com and you will be able to get those free cups in your first box. All right. And like I said, let me know how it goes. It's quick, easy to grab and go. Because as I tell y'all all the time, I am on the go. All right, y'all. So before we get out of here, you know, we got to hit y'all with our take a seat, take a bow, level up and straighten your crown. So this week's take a seat has to go to the unbelievable new tax code that's out there. I've had more friends, more entrepreneurs than a little bit that have complained about the structure of this whole new tax code that has been hurting their business. And as a small business, not being able to employ certain employees at a wage, a minimum wage that's higher and can help some of their employees because of certain taxes that are now affecting small businesses and not allowing them to have the ability to get certain health insurance for certain employees. And so I've heard the frustration I've heard from some of you on She's Got Time, and that just really, really sucks. And so, and you know what we can do about that? You know what you all can do about that? You can vote. And not just vote every 4 years. You can vote in your local elections. You can do that. And then hopefully that changes the course and start getting more officials in locally. And then you go to the Congress and obviously the presidency. That's another story in itself. But it's important that you use your vote because your vote is your voice. And so it's been very difficult for me, especially hearing some of my friends who are entrepreneurs struggle with a lot of the whole new tax system that has come about. So that whole tax system could take a seat this week. And hopefully we can do something about that in the next election cycle. For those of you who are really hurting out there, keep you in my prayers. I know it's a difficult time. My take a bow this week, take a bow has to go to my little baby Sanie Poo. And I'm going to say take a bow because sometimes whenever you have a young child and you're frustrated and the kid's frustrated, they don't get an opportunity to really experience what's happening. And for us being at Disney this past weekend, I was so concerned with if he was gonna have a good time because he was so frustrated, and obviously he was growing and he's going through this tooth phase. But take a bow, baby boy, because you enjoyed yourself. You had an awesome time. The NBA experience, you loved running around there and shooting those baskets. And I'm so, so proud of you and to be your mom. And of course, guys, I know he's not going to hear this, but I just wanted you all to hear how proud I was of my kid. Because through all of it, he still showed me that patience is a virtue. And he was able to make it through and still smile at Disney and with Mickey and Minnie. And so it was a blessing to really have that moment with him. So take a bow this week, Sanie Poo. One day, maybe you'll listen to this. And my level up and straighten your crown has to go to Liz Cambage, Las Vegas Aces. Liz did an amazing piece. If you haven't read it, it's in the Players Tribune. And she talked about just kind of players and dealing with different things from mental illness and things she's talked about in the past. But she's so brave. And Liz is just such a free spirit. And she just has this light and this just very calmness about herself and her demeanor. And she's full of life. She's one of those players that's transcending within a generation for sure. She's been unbelievable with the Australia national team and in the WNBA. She just seems really happy. And I was so proud to see her share her truth, because more young women and men need to see that. So Liz, to you, salute. I appreciate you. And I know that your words, your transparency, your truth, your honesty will definitely help someone else. And shout out to Skylar Diggins-Smith and a lot of Liz's teammates right now with the Aces, who were also retweeting, and congratulations to her. Really, really proud of you. And lastly, my positive note is just as simple as this. Own your truth, own your light, own your happiness. Own your truth, own your light, own your happiness. You got one life. Live it to the best of your ability. Don't let anybody else ever dim that light. And until next time, make sure you guys are hitting us on all our social media platforms at SwingCash on Twitter, on Instagram. We got our YouTube channel, and you can email us swinggottime@gmail.com. Hey, I love y'all for tuning in to us, and we'll see you next time. Swing Cash. They call her Swing Cash. Peace. Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.